Like many pieces of advice, letting a partner take responsibility and do his share in his own way is easy to say and hard to do. My brother David and sister-in-law Amy were very aware of this tension when they first became parents. There were many times when our daughter was more easily consoled by me, Amy said. It's really hard to listen to your baby cry while your struggling husband with no breasts tries desperately and sometimes awkwardly to comfort her. David was insistent that rather than handing the baby to me when she was crying, we allow him to comfort her even if it took longer. It was harder in the short run, but it absolutely paid off when our daughter learned that Daddy could take care of her as well as Mommy. I truly believe that the single most important career decision that a woman makes is whether she will have a life partner and who that partner is. I don't know of one woman in a leadership position whose life partner is not fully, and I mean fully, supportive of her career. No exceptions. And contrary to the popular notion that only unmarried women can make it to the top, the majority of the most successful female business leaders have partners. Of the 28 women who have served as CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, 26 were married, one was divorced, and only one had never married.